From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Melissa Block in Washington. Port-au-Prince was jolted awake this morning by one of the most powerful aftershocks since last week's earthquake. It sent terrified people racing into the streets. Also today, sporadic looting intensified. Desperate people scoured stores searching for food and items they could sell after waiting more than a week for deliveries of relief. NPR's Jason Beaubien has this story on the chaotic scene in Port-au-Prince.
A crowd of about 200 people swarms around the remains of a grocery store in downtown Port-au-Prince. Young men scramble up slabs of concrete, debris, and razor wire to get to a hole in the store's ceiling. They scramble back down with boxes of Pringles, soap, Presidente beer. One man defends his loot from the mob on the street with a champagne bottle. Another wields a stick studded with nails. A young girl of about 8 or 9 years old emerges with a bag overflowing with toothpaste, plastic dolls, and other goods. The crowd rips it away from her, leaving her empty-handed and in tears. At one point, the Haitian police drive by, fire several warning shots into the air, and then the looting continues. David Martinet was standing off to the side of the crowd, munching from a can of Mr. Crisp's tomato-flavored potato chips, which he'd just picked up inside. He says he came down here to hustle and try to get something to eat. Martinet says it's complete chaos inside the collapsed supermarket.
He says it's dangerous out there. People stabbing, hitting people with sticks in there. You know what I'm saying? So he hurry up and get out. So he's done. He's not going back in there, he says.
Scenes like this flared in various parts of the city's downtown commercial district today. This area was severely damaged by last week's quake. Many buildings have collapsed entirely, and almost all the ones still standing are cracked and crumbling. Around the corner from the supermarket, Jean-Tirjean Guillet was holding a brand new pair of white sneakers that he'd just liberated from a toppled shoe store. You know, it's misery, it's hunger, he says, and nobody's giving us anything. Our houses are broken down, so people are just going in there to get what they can so they can eat. He says he'll sell the tennis shoes to try to get food. Stanley Dura and his brother are passing out shotgun shells to the local security guards right next to the historical iron market.
You gotta give them shells. Okay. They don't even got shells.
They don't even have bullets.
Dura is standing in front of his cosmetics store holding a Glock 9 pistol with a shoulder brace and a clip that holds 33 bullets. A bandolier across his chest is loaded with shotgun shells. He's unloading the contents of his store into a truck while he still can.
There's a lot of robbery, so we have tried to get our merchandise out. Thank God the store is not crashed down, so we can take our merchandise out.
Dura says he expects this entire section of downtown Port-au-Prince will have to be bulldozed.
They're going to have to flat everything down because it's not safe anymore. Everything is crack, so they're going to have to flat down everything.
He doesn't know when the commercial district will be demolished and cleared, but he says the rebuilding of the Haitian capital could take years. And for now, people are using chunks of the rubble to block off sections of roadways on which they can sleep. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.